Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Pentagon, Homeland Security, big winners. The Great Lakes, Community Development Block Grants, the EPA, heating assistance for the poor, the arts, big losers. That's what we've learned from the budget plan released today by President Trump. So let's turn to Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler, who's been digging into all of this. Todd, what's the big message in this 53-page budget?
The big message in this budget is the level of cuts to programs that have been in place for a long, long time, and which a lot of people count on being around for a long, long time to come. This really remakes federal spending as we know it, increases defense spending, but at the same time cuts back on a lot of programs that I think people are going to be very, very surprised to see cut.
So let's kind of get into these. What are some of the ways Michigan could feel these cuts?
Well, and we had reported on this before, but it turns out to be even more so than we thought. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is a program that funds upwards of $300 million a year into wetlands restoration and anti-pollution projects, fish habitat, water quality programs, that's zeroed out. It would go from $300 million a year to zero. Now, realize that that's money that in the past when the Obama administration had talked about even trimming, you know, $25, $50 million out of that, people on both sides of the political aisle rose up and said, absolutely not, fought to keep it. It has been about $300 million a year for several years, and zeroing that out is going to land like a bombshell for members of Congress from Great Lakes states. I mean, that's just an enormous cut. Someplace else that's going to be felt across the entire nation, and specifically in communities like Detroit, but others across Michigan, it gets rid of the Community Development Block Grants. It's a program that's been around since the 1970s, specifically created to try to take federal money and help prop up urban areas where you had more poor people living, trying to help create economic development opportunities as well as provide for homeless shelters and senior citizen services, things like this. That would also be zeroed out in this budget if it were to pass. You know, in Michigan, that would cost about $110 million. That's how much the state would lose. In Detroit specifically, that'd be about $30 million. That would be hit. I mean, you'd see real consequences of losing that kind of money.
And I know low-income energy assistance is also on the chopping block.
Absolutely, yeah. That is something that, you know, got pumped up during the Obama administration, during the recession, funding to try to help people pay their heating bills, particularly low-income people to pay their heating bills. That gets eliminated in this budget proposal, saying that it's duplicative and there may be other ways that local governments can pick up the slack on that. I think that in a lot of this, you're going to end up with states and local governments saying, we don't have the capacity, the ability, the resources to pick up this loss from the federal government. And anyway, our people are also sending federal tax dollars in to pay for this and not just pay for increases in defense spending, which this budget does propose.
How much of this proposed budget from President Trump seems to contradict promises that he made?
Well, that depends on how you look at it. This is really only a partial budget. This does not have the line-by-line items from each of the agencies that we're used to seeing when a budget proposal was made. We're told those will be coming in the months to come, probably sometime in May. Without those, it's hard to see exactly everything that he wants to do. And what they've said all along as well, they do have a plan, for instance, to fund infrastructure programs, to fund new roads and bridges and other things that they say are going to create lots of jobs. But no one has seen those proposals yet. So this is happening more in a vacuum without that being out there. So in many ways, this seems to go back on promises to help inner cities like Detroit and to create more opportunities for people, for working class folks across the state. There are things here that, absolutely, when you're talking about heating assistance and community development funds, a lot of that does get spent elsewhere. You're talking about rural areas that are looking for opportunity. This cuts, you know, funding for rural airports, for instance, that people in the first district up north really do rely on. Are those going back on promises? You could see it that way. I think they would argue that it may look that way, but there's more to come and wait and see what else we have for you. But seeing how that all is going to balance out is difficult at this point.
Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler. As always, Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you.